Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
Hey.
It's me. What's your name? hey, y'all. We're back. Episode 4 of season 2. We're doing things a little different today. In the studio, we are filming in the middle of the day, which we typically never get to. It's typically in the evening time, so we're a little thrown off, but we're here. And we're recording for you guys, and we're excited to get into today's episode, where we're going to talk about the holidays, because we are entering holiday season during this last stretch of the year. Are you as soon as Thanksgiving is over, or as soon as Halloween is over, you start getting ready for Christmas, anticipating Christmas?
I don't get ready for Christmas until the day before.
Right.
I'm not really a holiday gal.
There's been plenty of times where you've put your Christmas tree up like the week of Christmas.
Yeah, so I'm not really. This actually is my seasonal depression time.
Right.
And mentally, I actually feel really, really good. I'm not feeling it coming on. I'm not feeling any dark thoughts. So I'm actually pretty optimistic. But we'll see once we get closer to like the big holidays, because that's usually when everything's in full swing. But
yeah,
I'm feeling optimistic about this holiday season, and I'm actually looking forward to it.
Okay, so the next big holiday coming up for us, we're filming this in September. It'll be released in September, but Halloween. And you and I both love Halloween, but we never really celebrate it.
Yes.
And you were saying like you've always wanted to, but you just never really get around to it. I'm the same way. I've dressed up a couple times, but I want to like be the type of person that goes all out on a costume. Full cosplay. Right. And you have to do a lot of pre-planning and, you know, and, but I have always wanted to do like a full out hair, makeup, costume, like, and turn into that person or character or whatever for the night.
Have to go to a costume party.
Yes. Have you ever been to one? Not one?
No.
Do you remember the last time you dressed up for Halloween?
I was a kid.
A kid? So even, so in your adult life, you still haven't. Oh, we got to make it happen one year. We've got to. I have dressed up a couple, obviously when I was a kid, but thinking back, I couldn't even tell you what I was as a kid trick-or-treating.
Oh, I remember one year I was a clown.
Okay.
And we did full zhuzh.
Face paint.
Full zhuzh.
Okay.
So I had the white face. I had the nose. Mama did my makeup. Mm-hmm. I had me some like little platform shoes. They were white and they were like platform. Yeah, I was full, and I'm in my little clown onesie and my red afro. Mama literally has her pictures all over the place. I'm like, Mama, please, this one.
If we can find a picture, can we insert it?
Absolutely, yes.
I'm gonna talk her into it. I'm gonna talk her into it. Don't worry.
And then one year, I remember specifically, I was a pop star.
Okay.
And I think it was like, it was given very much Xenon.
Xena? Yeah.
No, Xenon.
Oh, like the Disney Channel?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like purple, but it was kind of like metallic-y.
Uh-huh.
And it had very much, oops, I did it again, kind of like, it was like a crop top, but Mom made me wear a long sleeve shirt up under it. So it was like a little crop top, and a little, so it was kind of iridescent. And then I had a headpiece and a little microphone. Baby couldn't tell me it wasn't paying automobiles, and baby, we could chill. I thought I was in the Bills-mobile.
In the music with the headset microphone?
Yes,
oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. That's cute. Do you have pictures of that?
I don't think I have any of that one. I think the only Halloween costume that is photographed is the clown one.
I can't remember any as a kid. I don't think we were big on, I don't know. We didn't. I mean, I know I went trick-or-treating and stuff, but I couldn't tell you what I wore. Mm-hmm. Now, as once I got to be like a teenager, I didn't do anything through high school that I can remember, other than in cheerleading, we had a Halloween dance because like one of our games fell on Halloween, and we all dressed up, I guess, like zombies or something. I don't know, in all black. And because we had a bonfire before the game, the Thursday before the game, and I'll never forget. We were doing, there was a stunt in it, and Kelly Blue was in it. I'm not going to say her real name because I don't know if she wants me to say that. But anyway, it was either her or another cheerleader. We almost dropped them and everybody thought we were going to like drop her into the bonfire. I'm like, y'all, we got it under control. We might have stumbled a little bit, but we danced to a Thriller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, Thriller, and it was cute. And then freshman year of college, I went to a costume party and I dressed up as a slutty police officer, embarrassingly enough.
Ugh. I never even got to do that.
Ugh, yeah. Ugh. Don't really recommend. It's not fun. You can't really move around and do stuff. Like, ugh. I was too worried about stuff falling out. But and then the next year, I dressed up as Chucky, but I kind of just like made my own costume. I like went and got some overalls from Goodwill, mm-hmm. and then just did my makeup because I had red hair like this, not fire engine red, but yeah, me too. Like I've always wanted to go all out. I want to do like a Renaissance type of costume, mm-hmm. like what you would see at like a Ren fair and stuff, with like the girdles and the skirts and the whole nine yards. I would love to do something like that. I saw a really cute one on TikTok. I think I sent it to you. It was two girls doing the candelabra and the clock from Beauty and the Beast, but they made it like almost like drag queenish. And she had on this wig and she put lights in the wig like she was the candle. It was really cute. It was cool. And she had on a really pretty dress and stuff like that. And then, I had, actually one of my most viral videos was from Halloween makeup I did last year. When I did Violet Beauregard.
Oh, yes.
our friend Brooke was having a Halloween party and I was like, I don't have a costume. What can I do? Let me just do some face paint, makeup type stuff. And so I did that and had a little mishap with the powder that you have to powder your face with. Mm-hmm. It basically, when the flash was on, made my whole face look like I had like dunked my head in baby powder.
Oh.
So the video went viral because of that and stuff. So that was cool. Made a little bit of money on that. But the makeup ate. I fixed it. If I really applied myself and like really went down that avenue, like I would be beating you bitches under the table. Okay. But I don't know. I just, makeup is fun, but it's not something I'm really like passionate about. But I do love like the 31 days of Halloween on makeup TikTok, mm-hmm. seeing everybody do their special effects makeup and all the trending sounds and stuff like that. Some of my favorites are the Heat and Snow Miser, mm-hmm. even though I can't stand the song. I hate the song.
I don't think I know the song.
I think it's from Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation film, which claymation gives me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar. If I do any makeup this year, I'll probably do an Avatar.
Okay.
I've seen them done like in the traditional blue and I've seen them done in pink. I want to do purple. I want to do a purple okay. Avatar. I think I can do it if I put my mind to it. I just gotta do it. I have face paint. I have everything and I just never do my makeup except for when we film for the podcast. I had a little question. I kind of threw this in there last minute, but you should be able to answer it. What is the scariest movie you have seen, speaking of Halloween?
Darkness Falls.
Is that with the Tooth Fairy?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I had lost the tooth the day before or the morning of that we went to go see it. So.
Who went to go see it? You and Mom?
Me, Mama, and my brother.
Oh, Lord.
And
scarred for life?
Scarred for life. I wanted to keep the light on all night, but Mama wouldn't let me. She made me turn the lights on. I turned the lights out,
mm-hmm.
and I had no light. I was terrified. I think I had a lamp, and I had like just held the lamp over me. I didn't sleep that night. I was up.
No.
I was terrified.
Oh, gosh. Probably, excuse me. So I listed a couple. I'm not big on scary movies, but I have seen them. They're just not enjoyable to watch. Like, why would I want to be scared, you know? But I think for me, probably the scariest movie I've ever seen was Paranormal Activity. Because I was working at the movie theater when it came out, right? And when it initially came out, it was like an indie film.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have a lot of press and stuff like that. And so, and the way it's filmed is from like security cameras mm-hmm. inside of someone's house. And that's the whole movie. So there's no like dialogue or so people thought it was real. I thought it was real. So I had like seen bits and pieces when I would be like cleaning the theaters and I finally was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. And it was scary. Yeah. I thought it was real for a really long time. And then it came out that no, obviously it was fake, staged, whatever. But so they did a good job. They fooled me. They made me scared. Another all-time awful movie, Jeepers Creepers.
Yes.
That one, it just, the cinematography of it, the close-ups of his face.
For me, anything with the leprechaun in it.
Oh, yeah. I never watched those because, yeah. Heebie-jeebies for sure. A movie that made me sick to my stomach is The Hills Have Eyes. It was, It's not even that it's scary. It's just nasty. It's just gross.
I don't think I've
seen, you don't want to. It's about like inbred radioactive weirdos in the desert. I don't know. It's
I don't think there's anything.
I'd never watch it again.
That made me sick to my
stomach. The most disturbing movie I have ever seen, speaking of disgusting, was The Human Centipede. Don't know why. Well, I know why I watched it. Don't. It's awful. It's disgusting. The premise of it is basically some sick, twisted guy kidnaps people and he, say there's three people, he sews them end to each other. So there's someone in the front, there's someone in the middle, and there's someone in the back. And it's exactly what you think I'm describing. And it's disgusting. And I don't know why I watched that movie.
From one entrance to exit to the, yes. to the next.
Mouth to, and
top to bottom.
So the person in the middle has it worse.
Yeah.
The person in the front suffers the most because you're passing all that to the two people behind you.
I think number one is the best one because you don't have to eat shit.
No, but he was force feeding them.
I'd rather or something. Force feed me something actually good.
But then you have someone's mouth sewn.
That ain't my well.
bad. So yeah, awful. It's a terrible movie. It's terrible. And then one movie that didn't scare me at all, and I don't know why it was made such a big deal of, I guess because of the time it came out, was, like you said earlier, The Blair Witch Project. My mom forbade me to watch it because it was so bad, so scary. And then when I finally watched it as an adult, I remember thinking, that's it?
Scare you.
What? Nothing happens in the whole movie. Nothing happens. So yeah. Other than Halloween, we have Thanksgiving coming up. And me and Neek spend Thanksgiving together. I also go to my friend Brooke's house. So I typically will go to her house in the morning. And then me and my mom will either go to Brooke's or Ajnik's or sometimes both. And then we go to Neek's house. And she cooks. Probably the only time, once a year, get it while you can. Get it while it gets good, okay? She swears she don't know how to cook, but then on Thanksgiving. So yeah, we have a really good time with that. And we play games. We do our little Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. I suck at Mario Kart. I'm no good at it. So I typically just watch them. I love that you cook and have hosts at your house. And we have our little sleepover and she'll set up the air mattress in the living room and we just have us a good old time. So, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Yams. Macaroni. This is macaroni.
How do you choose?
This is macaroni.
I would prefer a spoonful of both.
Okay.
At the same damn time.
It's the macaroni. The macaroni's my baby.
Yeah. It's fire. I'm not big on Thanksgiving desserts, though. I could take or leave a pumpkin pie, pecan pie. Yeah, give me the salty stuff. Yeah. Put me into a coma.
But I don't like pie.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like hot fruit and then sweet potato pie or whatever you want to, pumpkin pie. Right.
Hates hot fruit. So I can't make cobblers, nothing. She don't like it. Now, okay, you hate bananas. Do you like my banana pudding?
Yeah.
Okay. You just don't like the flavor of banana, like the all artificial flavor of banana. I'm with you. Okay.
So if you did a banana pudding, it would have to be like vanilla pudding.
It is. Yeah.
With banana in it.
That's the key. Banana pudding. Correct. You don't do the banana pudding because the banana pudding, you cannot imitate banana flavor.
Correct.
It's awful. So you use vanilla pudding, whipped cream, sour cream, pudding, or not pudding, bananas, your choice of cookie. Yeah. Fire. And then...
Did you use Biscoff, or did you use...
I have done Biscoff 1 year. One year I did half Biscoff, half vanilla wafers. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I'd like to do like a full, like just cookie butter pudding. Mm-hmm. We've been on a Biscoff kick. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to do our Tastes Good segment for y'all because Neek got me, because she loves me, my favorite thing in the whole wide world, which is Biscoff. She found the Biscoff ice cream bars. Needless to say, they did not make it to the podcast. They're gone.
And they had two different flavors.
Yes.
Still didn't make it to the podcast.
We got two different days. Done. But there's only three per pack, so I will say that. one of them was milk chocolate, and one was white chocolate. I'll insert a video of it. Oh my God, so good. And then there's Christmas, obviously. Now, I more so love the season of Christmas, you know, just like all the lights and the music and the all that stuff. I really don't even decorate anymore just because I'm never home.
Yeah.
I did for a while, but then I finally sold my Christmas tree and now I'm just like, don't want to buy another.
Yeah.
So.
It's just like, I'm going to have to put it all other hand back down and I'm really going to be the only person that's going to see it.
Right. No, that part. I know what it looks like. Ain't nobody else coming up in here. Santa ain't coming no more. Right.
I mean, I will if I'm just trying to like amp myself up, like the holidays, be in the moment, take it all in. But every time, God, me and the microphone. Every time it's just when it's time to take it all down, it's just like,
ugh, why did I do this?
Which is like this year, I took my tree down in April, I think. Oh, no. I think I took it down in April.
Did you? She didn't even decorate it, though. You literally just put it up with the lights, right? Yeah. Lights of the trees, didn't bother doing the ornaments, and then left it up.
No. This was dressed.
Oh, you dressed it this year. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if I do put it up, it will be naked.
Okay. Naked. I love Christmas. I don't care about all the presents and consumer. It's of course nice to get presents, but I prefer the traditions that me and my parents have come up with, and that is on Christmas Eve me and mom hang out and we either make something to eat or typically we just go somewhere. These past couple years it's been like Waffle House, which is totally fine with me. I love Waffle House. And then we drive around and look at Christmas lights and we sing our music and there's one is that what you're thinking about?
Yes.
So there was one time me and Neek went to mom's house because we wanted to look at Christmas lights in our hometown and we fed her real good. What did we eat? I don't even remember. It might have been the fettuccine alfredo.
I don't even know.
We fed her real good, loaded her up in the car. Bitch, we didn't make it 5 minutes down the road. She's asleep. And me and mama just up there singing.
I did not see any Christmas lights whatsoever.
Yeah, she was asleep the whole time. But that's, I love doing that with her. And then on Christmas Day, I spend that day with my dad and his wife, Darlene. And we typically eat, watch a movie, and I go home and take a nap. It's very laid back. I was actually talking to a girl at work that is dreading Christmas coming up because she's got to go spend like 4 days with her in-laws out of town and it's a lot of personalities and everybody runs off of the one baby schedule. So we were kind of getting into that and I was like, you know, I can see both sides, how like growing up I wished I had like a bigger family for family gatherings. Now granted, when my grandmother was alive we did go to her house, but whenever she passed away, you know what they say, like once the matriarch goes, everybody kind of does their own thing. But I kind of, and I had such an age gap with my cousins.
Yeah. So it's not.
They were all older than me and stuff. But I do have fond memories of like going to my Nana's house and opening presents and eating and all that fun stuff. But now I kind of like a laid back Christmas. That is something to think about though, like with your in-laws. Like,
I think that's important though.
Like, yeah.
The relationship that you have with your in-laws before they're your in-laws matters because, I mean, I think that's important.
Because you have to face holidays.
The holidays, especially if they live close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, not only is it, are you in this your partner compatible? Is his lifestyle and people that are in his life going to be compatible? Because mm-hmm. I can't imagine being in a relationship with somebody and like their family hates me.
Right.
That's just a whole nother layer of like drama.
Or you both hate each other's in-laws. Yes. Like there's a mutual distaste or something. I don't know. It's been so long since I've been in a relationship, but luckily
I've never experienced it.
At least I've had
they always
good,
act like they like me.
Yeah.
I don't think they hate me, but I could be right. Delusional or wrong, but
yeah,
I do pretty good with the families. I'm pretty mm-hmm. charming.
Right.
So
who couldn't love you?
Exactly. I like, that's not one thing. I feel like I do well with people.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
A human person, if I want to be.
You, yes.
I can turn it on, but yeah. My default is off.
Hard off. Default is power save mode. And then, okay, after Christmas is New Year's. Mm-hmm. I've
always wanted to do like New Year's. I wanted to do lights. I wanted to always kiss at New Year's, but perpetually alone. So
I don't know if I've ever had a New Year's kiss.
I feel like I have. But
I can't think of
like
it
a,
if
like,
I have.
Like,
right. Now I can tell you all the times I sat there and watched everybody else kiss, though. I can't think of having a boyfriend during New Year's. They typically always ruin things before a holiday. So.
And then my birthday after that.
Yeah. And then it'll be full circle. And we'll have been doing this for a whole year. So this is kind of like a good little halfway point. Mm. And then you had some stuff about the history and like paganism of holidays and stuff like that. Oh. You don't want to go over it? All right. Well, since we're done with that little segment, we're going to do a little rock talks. It's been a while since we've talked about some crystals with you guys. And today's crystals are going to be calcite. First, starting with green calcite. Now, if you're not watching, I'm holding up a tower crystal. This is called a tower. And it is a beautiful green calcite tower with these kind of almost rust-colored inclusions. There's even a little red speckle down here. And then there's also some really pretty white banding throughout all of it. And then that kind of looks like little bubbles or something like sea foam up under there. So I'll set that right there. Calcite is specifically...
It blends in with the couch.
It does blend in with the couch. So green calcite is found mainly in Mexico and Brazil. It is used while meditating for your heart chakra. It is good for calming, physical healing, connecting to nature, and anxiety relief. So if you're someone who likes to meditate or if you're someone who likes crystals, you can do both together. And you can hold your calcite near your heart to kind of heal and cleanse those energies. The zodiacs that are most closely related to green calcite are Aries, Taurus, Cancer, and Libra. So my big three is all up in there. And it's funny, this was actually intuitively picked for me. I did not pick this out. When I was living in Denver, I was working with someone who was also a crystal wholesaler on the side. And once I got to talking to her about it, she was actually who really got me into crystals. And I basically just gave her a lump sum since she could get everything at like a super discounted price. And I was like, these are the colors I want. Go for it. And she intuitively picked literally like three different boxes worth of crystals for me. I'll insert some videos of when I got them. And this is one of my favorites because I love the color green. And to me, this kind of looks like pistachio.
Yes.
It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. And then if you'll reach beside you, I have one more calcite to showcase. This is orange calcite. So calcite is the, what is it? Calcite is the noun, whereas orange is obviously the adjective that describes it. So calcite can come in many different colors is basically what I'm trying to say. Orange calcite is specifically found in Mexico, South America, and Canada. And the chakras most closely related to orange calcite are your solar plexus and your sacral chakra. So I'm going to read you a little excerpt from my crystal website. I'll put the website up on the screen for you. It says, orange calcite is the perfect stone to use when trying to unlock and unleash one's creative or sexual energies. When our creative and sexual energies are flowing freely, we become more comfortable with ourselves and the current action at hand. This usually leads to an increase in confidence and self-esteem. We always recommend orange calcite for anyone who feels down on themselves. This variety is a very positive and uplifting one. The orange rays mirror that of the sun, producing and unleashing certain endorphins within the body. Anyone who is looking for a fire to be lit inside of them, this stone is for you. And the zodiac most closely related to calcite, orange calcite, is Cancer. So if you know any Cancers, if you are a Cancer, if you ever want to give them a gift, orange calcite would be a good one. Or if you yourself want to work on your creativity or enhance some sexual areas or something or another, hey, that's what they're for. That's another episode though, because I do have one specifically for that, but you'll have to come back. So yeah, that's our little section of rock talks. You guys know I like showing my rocks. Kneecakes when I call them rocks. My crystals. But yeah, I have plenty more. So don't worry. They will keep on coming. Another little segment I had was FYP. We haven't done FYP in a while. What's on your For You page? What you scrolling? What you can't get enough of? Who's making you laugh? Who's making you cry?
Right now, what's on mine is... lock him up. Lock him up. State property. This ain't no, this is private property. So it's the Trey Taylor tractor crew. That's on my timeline. It's a popular sound now. And then the other one that has really just got me in a chokehold is stop sign.
I'm not on that side of TikTok. I don't know the reference.
I sent you the videos last night.
I'd never seen them before.
What you said? Stop sign. You just made a legal right turn. That was a good one. Yeah, that's where mine is. I finally got a Love Island off of my...
Oh, girl.
So I'm still getting a couple of them here and there. Yeah.
It had run its course, that's for sure.
Not heaven. Is it heaven?
Heaven and Desma.
I'm just now getting heaven and Desma. I was getting heaven every now and then.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting heaven and Desma. And now I'm about to have to get into my sign language back because some of the videos don't be having the caption. And like, yes, we know what heaven is going to say, but I want to know.
Right. Because Desma be eating her up. Yeah. Desma be going off. Okay. Yes.
Rest in peace to Roland Ray.
Oh, yes. Her.
And welcome home, Kern. Karen Huger from Real Housewives of Potomac, the Grand Dame, has been released from prison.
And what was she in prison for?
DUI.
Oh, was that the reunion with okay. I watched the reunion with her and there was the whole saga.
Yes.
Was she drunk? Was she not? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome home, Kern. You need a little bit, boo.
Oof. How long was she in prison? Prison or jail?
6 months prison.
Ooh, okay. Well, my timeline right now is Ashby. She's blowing up right now. She's a theater kid from what I can gather. And she's funny as hell. And she goes live and she just like dresses up as random characters. And it's great. The clips that come out of her are hilarious. As well as I am on Black Scottish TikTok. So there was a guy, a black man that is from Scotland, has a Scottish accent. He went viral and it kind of unlocked this whole, you know, chapter or side to TikTok that people, I guess, didn't realize that, yeah, there are black people in Scotland. So I've come across some really cool pages. If you're into travel in Scotland, you can look up at Black Scottish Adventures. I'll put the name on the screen as well. I think it's two guys that do like travel guides and all that fun stuff, nature stuff. Really fun TikTok page. There is also Black Scottish Motown. So they have obviously their own local artist. And there is a group called James M. Manuel Official. And they do some good, I guess, it's Motown music. Super good voices, super good music. I came across that whenever I was in my rabbit hole. And then I also came across a beauty and lifestyle creator, and her username is, I'm going to spell it out. It's CELEUMWIZA. And she does beauty, lifestyle, content creation. They have beauty supply stores in Scotland, just like they do here, that was shocking to me. You know, you think just what, you know, what's different? You know, we have Walmart, Target, stuff like that.
I actually, when it popped up on my timeline, like the first couple of videos, once it went viral, I started not interested in it because.
Oh, really?
There's black people everywhere.
Right.
So I just, I don't know. It just, I was like, I don't know. I feel like it's exploitation. So when I saw, like, they're like, well, do you have a beauty supply store? And the girl literally goes into the beauty supply store and it's literally exactly like our beauty supply store.
Right.
And then another person was like, well, what do y'all wear? What's everybody's style? And they literally look just like any hippy dippy hipster kid that is anywhere. It's
yeah.
Like,
well, and
I
think
why it's a spectacle and everybody's existing. Black people are everywhere based off of the slave trade. We're in every single place that could possibly be because we were traded. Mm-hmm. And we are resilient and we acclimate to wherever we are.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was obvious.
Yeah.
Especially in a developed country. I'm not expecting them to like be in shanty towns in Scotland. So I'm expecting a beauty supply store. If
yeah.
If you have a thriving black community, you're going to have a beauty supply store. So
yeah.
I wasn't surprised by it at all.
Yeah. I looked at it as like when she was showing the beauty supply store, I looked at it as how a lot of people in Europe say that Black Americans have no culture when actually that is Black culture. It is rooted in America. So of course, like you said, there's going to be those institutions and shops and places all over where there are Black communities. I just thought it was a cool little side to TikTok that I had never seen before. And then...
I don't like gingers.
Where you at? With some freckles? Now, hey, I like a redhead. If a redhead's done right, who are we talking about? Jessica Chastain?
Yes.
If a redhead done right, okay. Yep, Deborah Messing. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all we have for you, Paige. And then we had an extra snack from last episode for our Hmm Tastes Good. These are fall pumpkin spice rolls. So they look like kind of like the Swiss rolls, but they're pumpkin spice instead. I don't know if Nika's going to try one because she's not big on pumpkin spice, but I'm going to try one. You're going to try one?
Can you just give me like a piece of yours?
Yeah, sure. We can have it.
Is it a Swiss roll?
Yeah, but there's no chocolate.
I hate Swiss rolls.
You hate Swiss rolls?
I hate Swiss rolls.
What? Why? Just not your jam? I'll eat a Swiss roll down now. Oh, okay. Here, we'll have her. Oh, it smells like... I bet it's going to taste like a pecan roll. I love a pecan roll. Here we go. That's good. I really can only taste the whipped cream. It just tastes like... Whoa. There's the spice. Okay, yeah. It tastes like a pumpkin spice roll. It's pretty good. Not bad. How you feel about?
Is that nutmeg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the spice in it is very dry. It was like really dry cinnamon or something. Okay. That's really all we have for this episode. This is going to be kind of a shorter episode today. So we want to leave you with our little Talking to the Moon segment. Today's excerpt comes from the username Julia Messi, and she says, "Your commitment to the future must be stronger than your attachment to the past." And with that, we love you. We leave you. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys. Bye.